This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Rents in Denver are back down after a pandemic spike. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports things cooled off in 2023.
Rent prices dropped, according to online rental marketplace Apartment List. Median rent in Denver is nearly $1,400 for a one-bedroom and just over $1,700 for a two-bedroom, slightly down from 2022. And apartment industry analysts are guessing rent will continue to drop in Denver as new construction continues to boom, especially in the luxury market. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Colorado casinos have recovered from the pandemic. Revenues are up 30% from pre-pandemic levels. That's after voters approved Amendment 77, which lifted strict betting limits and let casinos add table games. Sean DeMule is with Ameristar Casino in Blackhawk.
With these new games, with these new limits, there's more reason for Coloradans to stay in Colorado, play in Colorado, keep those tax dollars here in Colorado.
Sports gambling has also proved popular, and that's part of the problem, says David Farahi, a former casino executive.
Whenever you have an expansion of gaming, especially one that is going to put sports betting in people's pockets through their phones, you're going to have an expansion of problem gambling.
But Farahi applauds Colorado for investing in addiction resources. The Denver Police Department and Stedman Elementary School went bowling for the holidays. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
First grade students from Stedman Elementary School were treated to a day of bowling by Denver officers. 78 kids took turns knocking down pins and enjoying pizza at Bolero Cherry Creek. Denver Deputy Police Chief Joe Montoya says the event is one of many DPD hosts to connect with children.
It's just a fun event. I don't know how much impact you really make on a child that age, but you know, you want their first interactions with police officers to be positive.
Santa was also there to hand out toys. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
This is CPR News.